Welcome to the E-Commerce Society podcast, where you can learn how to start, grow, scale, or launch your dream e-commerce and product-based business, all without ever relying on ads or social media. Each week, you will hear step-by-step, tangible, and fluff-free strategies to help you skyrocket your sales and traffic, gain more visibility for your business, and create those mega loyal customer super fans, which you totally need. Hi, I'm Carrie Fitzgerald, your cheerleader and hype girl. I went from corporate marketing in the education space to building, scaling, and selling my own product-based business. And today, my work and mission is to help founders just like you create and scale the world's most magnetic brands and turn them into fucking empires. So whether you're thinking of starting a product biz or scaling yours, this podcast is the secret sauce to making all those dreams come true. So grab a coffee or grab a champagne and let's dive into it. What is going on, my friends? Welcome to an episode of E-Commerce Society Podcast. I am coming at you from my bed. I'm not in my normal place that I usually podcast, which is in my office, and I'm not using my podcast mic. So I hope the sound quality is okay today. And if it's not, I hope you can forgive me. It is 7 p.m. on a Friday night, but I just feel like talking about this thing. And so I just want to talk about it. So what I want to talk about is basically, should you sell your business or should you close your business? And I felt so compelled to do this episode because this past week, or maybe it was last weekend, someone that I know that I respect so much announced on her Instagram that she was closing her e-commerce store. And I DM'd her because I actually helped her start that store a couple years ago. So I was like, oh my God, that kind of crushes my soul to see that happening because one, she's built this like amazing thing, this amazing business. I mean, her website is one of the best that I've ever seen. It's so good. So anyway, and I'm not going to like name names and say who it is. It doesn't really matter. I mean, so many people close businesses every day. And that's kind of my point here. That's why I want to do this episode because I have a lot of thoughts on this topic that you might either not know about or you just might not be aware. And so I want to kind of talk about it. So I messaged her and I said, I basically was like, oh my God, I saw your story that you're closing. Have you thought about selling your business? And she was like, no. And I was like, oh my God, you should totally sell your business. Someone would buy that. And she asked me to like give her more information. So I just gave her my feedback, my thoughts, and I gave her with a couple of resources of where she could look into. And again, for those of you that don't know, I sold my first business in 2019. I did work with a business broker, but which was pure luck that I found one. I actually found the business broker before I knew that I wanted to sell the business. So it was definitely luck on my end, but it was, you know, it worked out for me. But she used one of these marketplace websites to sell the business. That's where she got the buyer from. So anyway, I just want to talk about this because when I see people that just close their business, it kind of breaks my heart because someone would buy your business. I worked with another person 2 years ago, and towards the end of us working together, maybe it was pregnant. I can't remember. Something happened family-wise. And she kind of was like looking to move on. And she had her business for maybe a year, not even. I'm sorry. She had her business maybe a year, year and a half. And she sold her business. And I was actually shocked at how much money she got from it. Because when we worked together, she had literally just launched the business. So she had launched the business and then we started working together. So I worked with her really early on. And we were just doing the foundational things like how to update your website, basic email marketing, basic, you know, customer loyalty things, basic social media stuff. You know, like we were really working on the foundational things. And she grew her business. She got a lot of good customers. She did a great job with creating a community. Like she did a really, really great job with the business. Her packaging was really fun. Her website was beautiful. So really proud of her. And she found a buyer. It was the right niche, the right like specific niche that she was in. She found someone just through networking that wanted to buy her business. And I was absolutely shocked at what she sold it for. And my point here is that you never freaking know who wants to buy the business that you have right now. Like, you just don't know. You have to try. And I just want to talk a little bit about closing versus selling, and how, if you're thinking about the possibility or the potential of selling your business, and maybe your business is on the smaller side, where you can look, what resources there are, you know, instead of just closing it. It's kind of like, I'm trying to think of an analogy that I could say, but never mind. So basically, someone will buy, like, you've put in the work to build up a brand, you've built up assets like social media accounts, email marketing lists, you've taken all this effort to get reviews for your business and UGC from customers, you've figured out how to source products or make products, create systems, like, you've done all these things. And you're creating a turnkey adventure for someone else. I'm going to use the word adventure because that's kind of how I like to look at a business. It's kind of an adventure. And depending on what you've done with it, it could be really attractive to someone else. Like, you don't know. And there's been so many of my business friends or business like acquaintances that they have built this incredible business and then they just let it go, or they just like close it down because they don't want to do it anymore. And again, it kind of always crushes my soul a little bit, because I went through the process of selling a business and I know someone will want to buy yours. Even if you don't think that you have something that's worth buying, I guarantee you someone else would look at what you've created and be so fucking lit up to like get their hands on that business and flip it. It's okay. I like the analogy of like a broken down house or an outdated house. Okay. Let's use the word outdated house, because I don't want to say that anything is broken down, but let's say the house is outdated. And in your case, maybe your business is just not outdated, but it's small. You're not getting enough sales and you're not really sure how to grow it, you know? So we'll use the word outdated, and someone comes, they look at the house and they're like, ooh, I see potential here. They see the opportunities that maybe you haven't or that you've missed. Slash, a smart buyer will already know the things that they need to do to grow the business. And they can look at what you've done and they can identify, okay, this person hasn't run advertising. They haven't done affiliate marketing. They don't have any SEO done. They, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they can look at that and say, okay, well, these are all the opportunities that they haven't done that we can do, and that's how we're going to grow the business. And they would buy the business from you because they see the opportunity and they can already see what they would do to make the business work. So that's why it's really important, if you're thinking of your store and like maybe you should be closing it, I would really encourage you to think about selling it instead. And the caveat to this is basically Etsy. So I'm 99% sure that you are not allowed to sell an Etsy store. So I've never sold an Etsy store, but I know a lot of my people in my community have Etsy stores, and I actually sell digital products on Etsy. I'm a big fan of Etsy, actually, but I've heard that you're not allowed to sell an Etsy store. So here's the deal. This is what should motivate you to get your butt on Shopify, because Shopify is your own website that you control, and you can grow it into an asset that someone will buy from you. You can sell an Amazon store. You can sell, what else? You can pretty much sell anything. Etsy is like the big red flag that you just can't sell, which it's kind of stupid. I feel like you should. Etsy just has funny requirements. I don't know. I don't get it. But anyway, Shopify and your own website is going to be your most valuable thing. I was reading an article recently on selling businesses and what is viewed as like the most important asset. And I think one of the articles I read said that Amazon FBA is considered like the highest of the high ones. But I've also read elsewhere that your own website that you control. So like a Shopify store would be the highest of the high. So I'm not 100% sure. I'm just, you know, if I don't know something, I'm not going to pretend to know everything. I'm just sharing my experience on things. You can definitely do your research and figure out like, is Amazon FBA the most valuable or is like a Shopify store? I would think a Shopify store because you are driving all the traffic to a controlled place that you own. You don't own Amazon, you know? So I would argue that the Shopify store would be the most valuable because that is owned traffic that you have worked towards. And if someone buys your store, or I'm sorry, buys your business, they get all that. They get the traffic, they get all the things. Amazon could be running great, but then maybe they change something or they increase their pricing or Amazon decides, oh, wow, this person's selling this amazing product. Well, we're going to create a white label one as well so we can get the money more. So you never know with the third party platforms. And that's why it's so important to have places that you control in your business. So anyway, so if you're maybe you're over your business, you're burnt out, you want to do something else, like whatever your reason is, it's okay. But I want you to think about the possibility of selling. And I kind of mentioned this many times on the podcast where for me, you know, when I started the Dapper Dog Box, I didn't start it with the intent to sell. However, now 2024 and beyond or whatever, you know, really for the past few years, if I ever started another product-based business, I would only start it with the intent to sell. And that holds very true for me today. So my current business isn't really something I can sell. It's like my face is all over it. It's all my materials. So that's the caveat to what I'm saying now is like my current business, e-commerce society, isn't exactly something I could sell today. Maybe in the future, sure. But right now I'm too involved in it. But a product-based business or a SaaS company, 100%, I would create to sell. 100%. And I would never start another business without the intent to sell it. So that's just how I feel. It's a business and I'm treating the next business I start like a business. I'm not treating it like a fluffy hobby. And that's kind of how Dapper Dog Box was at first. It was kind of like, oh, this will be fun to do. And it wasn't for a while that I kind of treated it like a real business, you know? But if you're kind of over your business or you're feeling like you want to kind of get out, then think about selling. And a few places that I want to share with you, Flippa.com, Flippa.com, BizBizBuySell.com, EmpireFlippers.com. These are websites that you can list your business on them if you want to sell your business. So you'd have to list it yourself. And there's things that you have to go through to list it first and like prepare for the sale. And I actually have I have an episode. Let me see when that episode's coming out. Hold on one sec. Sorry. Because I have an episode coming out with a business broker, but I think it's actually coming out after this episode. But let me just double check on the dates. Give me one sec. Okay, never mind. So this episode's coming out first. So in 2 weeks from this episode airing, we're going to have another podcast with a business broker. And she's going to talk about if you're wanting to sell your business or you're thinking that you want to sell it, here's what to do before you go to sell it. And I actually recorded with her today. It's an awesome episode. She's amazing. She has a new book coming out. So I'm super pumped for you to hear that episode. But I wanted to talk about this stuff first. And I actually recorded an episode 2 days ago and then I deleted it because I just didn't like, I don't know. Sometimes I have recordings and I just don't like what I said and I just delete the whole thing. So I did that with like six recordings the other day. I recorded the entire day and I deleted like six of them. And I was so mad at myself because usually if I don't like a recording, I'll still air it because you're not going to like everything that you do. But it was just an off day for me and everything I recorded, I deleted. So it just was one of those days where I should have got the hint, the first thing I deleted that, okay, I'm feeling a little off today. Maybe just don't do any more podcast recordings. So anyway, a little ridiculous, but yeah, that episode with Christina will be coming out soon. So, and she's going to be sharing all the things that you need to do to prep before you go to sell your business, because you know, ideally you get enough profit in there to get more money for the business, you know, but that can take a little bit of time. So empireflippers.com, BizBuySell, and Flippa.com are great places to go and start to look. And the biggest thing is like getting the profit on point, as much profit as possible. And when you go to sell your business, they want 12 months of your P&L or your profit and loss. So again, just having your books updated and all that kind of super fun stuff that actually is not fun at all, like accounting and taxes and all that kind of stuff, which we don't really like to talk about, do we? At least I don't. So anyway, so those are just some resources that if you're thinking about it, if you're thinking, okay, maybe in like a year, I kind of want to do something else. I see a lot of people nowadays that are moving into more of the mentoring space or creating digital products. There's all this Yahoo talk about digital products constantly. Digital products, digital products, digital products. You can make passive income and all this horseshit. But, you know, in reality, a lot of people are just tired of the product business world. It's not easy. Okay. It's not easy. And they want to do something else. And, you know, for a lot of people, they want to take their area of expertise that they've learned and they want to help other people do it. So I think it's great. And I think, you know, if that's what you're called to do, awesome. That's what I was called to do 4 years ago or 5 years ago as well. And I have no regrets, but now I'm like, okay, I've helped people for 5 years. I want to continue to help people, but I also want to get back into the product business space. I'm ready. I came up with the best product idea. I have a vision. I'm excited about the idea. I'm lit up about it. Let's go. So it's taken me 5 years of not having, I sold my business in 2019. So it was 5 years ago, this last month. And it's taken me 5 years to be ready to do it again. So, and I'm going to come back with a vengeance, and I can't wait to share everything with you, all the things that are working, are not working, and the things that I'm trying. I'm really, really excited to do this and just really take you behind the scenes with me as I start, launch, and grow another product-based business. So, okay. So you're thinking of, you might want to do something else. You're feeling this, that feeling that you're, it's like gnawing at you on the inside. You're whatever it is, you're burnt out, you're bored, you're frustrated, you're tired of dealing with the fucking product business shit, which I totally get it. And you're thinking, okay, what's next for me? What could I do? I want you to think about selling the business. Okay. I'm going to stop talking about that because I want to talk about selling versus closing, because I think for certain situations, you know, you might just want to close it, you know, but I still think you should try to sell. So if you're thinking of selling, you could always try to work on profit and, you know, try to get things sorted. Or I know someone, he was in a mastermind that I was in, and he had a candle business, and he joined the mastermind after me. And I was, you know, he posted, oh, this is my, you know, this is my business, but I also have a candle business on the side. And, you know, I was like so excited to have someone in the group who is a product person. I'm like, oh my gosh, how can I help you? Of course, I always give, you know, let people know I can help them. And I try not to give unsolicited feedback, but I love sharing the nuggets of knowledge that I have with people. I love it. Like, I love when people ask me, how do I do this? What do I do for this? Like, I love it. I don't give unsolicited feedback anymore. So unless you ask me, I'm not going to give you any feedback whatsoever for the most part. Sometimes I do, but usually I don't. Or I'll ask you, hey, can I give you some feedback on that? You know, because I also don't appreciate sometimes for me when I get unsolicited feedback. Like, I didn't ask for your opinion. Bye, Susan. I don't care that you don't like my website or whatever it is. You know, like, you sometimes just don't want unsolicited feedback. Anyway, what the hell was I talking about? I totally lost my train of thought. I feel like when I start going off on tangents, I completely lose my train of thought. Anyway, thank you for coming on this journey with me. This is why I also shouldn't record a podcast at 7 p.m. because I've been up since 4 a.m. and my brain is tired, but I really wanted to do this episode. I'm also trying to batch episodes and do a bunch at once. And so I don't have to record every single Friday. So anyway, so when you're looking to sell or you're thinking about selling and you're just wanting to do something else, you can go to these websites and you can, oh, the candle business. Okay. I remember now, the candle company. So he decided literally one day, I don't want to do this business anymore. I'm going to list it on flippa.com. And he sold his business. And I think he made like 10 grand or something. So, I mean, that's freaking awesome. He could have just said, I'm just going to close the business. He listed it. I think he got an offer in 24 hours. And then he shipped out his inventory, like done, easy. So I loved hearing that. I loved that he sold the business. I loved that he didn't just close it. And it was like a clean swipe for him, whatever the expression is. He did the business. He did the best he could. He had fun with it. He knew it no longer served him. And he cut his ties. He sold the business and he went on with his life doing the incredible things that he does in his online business today. So I love that story. And that's actually the first person that I've heard of that has actually sold a business on Flippa.com. I am a Flippa.com email subscriber. I get emails from them every day. And I'm not joking with you. I probably click on their link with new businesses 6 days out of the week. And I look almost every day. For years, I've done this. I'm always on the lookout for a business to buy, always. And I love it. So, but that's actually the first person I know who actually sold a business on Flippa. So, So just be open to the fact that, like, if you're over your business today and you can't stomach another day of your business, I would encourage you, look at your profit and loss. Go through your QuickBooks, go through your expenses that you have categorized as a business expense and look at, okay, is there something in here that actually wasn't a business expense that I could add back? Like you export your numbers into an Excel or a CSV, and then you basically add stuff back in to your profit and loss kind of statement. So it's kind of like a manual version, but you would say, okay, well, I charge a $400 gym membership every single month to my business account. Well, that's not really, that shouldn't, like, if you're charging $400 for a gym membership and you're using your business account and you're categorizing it as, I don't know what you would title that in QuickBooks, but maybe it's like a mental health category. I have no idea what you would title that. But in actuality, if someone wanted to buy your business and you're going to list your business to sell, you would put that money back into your numbers. That shouldn't count as loss of profit or whatever. So $400 times 12 is a bunch of money. That's many thousands. So put that money back in as profit. So that's kind of what you have to do. You have to go through your numbers and figure out, okay, what are the things that actually should be included in my numbers and what should remain out of the numbers. You know, if it's a business expense, it's a business expense. But if it's not, you want to get that money back in there because then it'll increase your profit for the last 12 months and then you can make more money in your business. So just keep those things in mind. And for some of you, you might just want to sell your business tomorrow. Some of you might say, okay, I want to start thinking about selling the business a year from now or a year and a half from now. And then you plan and prepare and you do the things to get your business ready to sell. And basically that's it. You know, it's a win-win. You give your business to someone else that you've built up. You've put your heart and soul into it. Why would you not want to have it live on and have someone buy it, you know? And let's talk about closing your business because a lot of people do close their businesses. And I don't honestly have feedback for this because I haven't closed a business. And to be honest with you, I just feel like you should sell the business. You know, that it's worth trying to sell, even if you don't have profit or even if you don't have a lot of assets in the business, like it's still something. And I still think if you paint the picture correctly, that someone would look at what you've built and want to buy it. So just a thought. And like, honestly, on Flippa.com, people sell starter businesses. And I'm like, that is a genius idea. I want to start selling starter businesses because I love creating things. I love this notion of building something. I love the energy around it. And I just love the idea of like, okay, I'm going to decide. I'm going to start a baby. I'm going to start something in the baby space. I'm going to go to find a cool product that has good profit and, you know, find a manufacturer, or, you know, source a manufacturer or a supplier, you know, build a, what, you know, the free website in Shopify and do a couple things, get them set up so they could buy the business from me and they're ready to go. They have the website, they have the logo, they have the branding, they have the supplier, they have samples, they are ready to start making money and marketing. I love that idea. But that's my point, people, is that if someone will buy a starter website on Flippa.com for like six, I saw one last year that sold for like $1,000. I was like, I almost lost my shit. Like, I need to be doing this yesterday. This is like my dream job. Creating fake businesses for people to buy and then they can run with the business. That's like the best idea ever. And it's not a fake business. It's just not my business. But you're creating a framework. Like, you're creating that foundation of a house for someone else, because most people that want to do a business, they don't know those early steps. They don't know how to find the supplier. They don't know how to do the packaging. They don't know how to build a website. They don't know how to get product. And if you can give that to someone in a pretty package ready to go, why would someone not want that? So because I know about people selling starter businesses, I believe that even if you have a business that doesn't have profit, that someone would still buy it from you. There's something there, the bones of the house. The bones are there for someone to buy, and then they can do what they want with it. So I really encourage you to think about selling instead of closing a business. Again, if you're only on Etsy, that's a different story. But again, I'm going to tell you a million times over, start a Shopify store, create something that you own, create owned traffic, create owned email list, create your own assets that, again, if you ever do want to sell your business, you have something that someone will want to buy. People can't buy an Etsy store. You want to quit your Etsy business, you're done. You don't make money from it. And that's just, it's a shame. I think it's a shame. So that is the episode for today. It's, you know, little one-sided, but that's okay. I'm okay with it being one-sided because I think you should always try to sell your business. Even if you think no one will buy it, I would argue with you that someone would want to buy it. There's someone out there in the world who is literally thinking, oh, if I could just find the right business to buy from Flippa.com, I would buy it tomorrow. I'm ready to quit my boring job and I'm ready to like do something on the side and have an adventure in life. And you could create that adventure for them. How liberating is that? I think that's the most liberating thing ever. So that's my spiel. I think sometimes circumstances happen with people and they just have no other choice than to close a business. And I think if that happens to you, it's, you know, it's sad. I know it's mixed emotions with a business that you no longer can do or no longer want to do, but I think either way, you know, it's all good either way. But I think if you can make some money, and oftentimes when you sell, the exit of the company is where you make the most amount of money. So I think, I hope this episode was helpful. And again, if you're interested in possibly selling, I will leave those three resources in the show notes for you, but basically Flippa.com, Biz Buy Sell, and EmpireFlippers.com. And there's probably other resources that you can find that will just give you more information on, you know, selling a business and where to do that. But yeah, I hope that you enjoyed this episode and I will see you in the next one. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you love this episode, please go ahead and leave a review on Apple Podcasts and then take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram stories. Tag me in it at Carrie A. Fitzgerald. My name is in the show notes. Thank you so much and I'll see you guys next week.